This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're going to discuss an inyan on Daf Mem Aleph. This is one of the sugyas that's at the heart of Yevamos. The Gemara is discussing the following scenario. A woman was awaiting Yibum, and the prospective Yavam's brother, in the meanwhile, married the sister. Now, by marrying the sister, he's marrying Achois Zekukasai, but he's not living with her yet. He just did Kedushin to her, he didn't do Nesuin to her. And that causes him not to be able to consummate the marriage, because to consummate the marriage would be living with Achois Zekukasai. He already did Kedushin to Achois Zekukasai, but he cannot do Nesuin. Meanwhile, so originally this Yevama was mutter to the brother who married the sister. Then by marrying the sister, he put his ability to marry the Yevama in jeopardy. And then the Gemara says, what if his wife dies? So now, can he go back and marry the Yevama? Because the situation is Hutra v'Nesra v'Chazra v'Hutra, right? That's the issue. So Gemara brought a few different opinions. The opinion of Rav and Rav Chanina, they say, Mesa ishtoi mutar b'yevimtoi. Rav says, what's the reason of Rav? To have a Yevama shehutra v'Nesra v'Chazra v'Hutra tachzor la'teir rishon. Okay, that's all you need to know from the Gemara. This is different than regular Nesra. Regular Nesra, she starts off at the time of the Yibam, she was Aser. So at that time, there was no heter on the Eishes Ach. So even if, let's say for example, your wife's sister falls to you in Yibam. And after an hour or so, your wife dies, Chas V'Shalom. So the Yevama is still Aser in Yibam, because at the time that she fell, she was an Eishes Ach that had no heter. And once the Eishes Ach is not lifted, it cannot be lifted later. That's a classic case of Nesra. In this case, though, at the time the Yevama fell to you, she was Mutter. Then you married the sister and made her Aser. Then your wife died. So the Gemara says that Rav holds she's Mutter. So we're going to do a Rajba here again. I apologize that it came out great today. The Rajba asks, V'ika l'medak tuva, you could ask very well. You could ask a strong kasha. Since the Yevama was completely pater when you married the sister, how could Rav say in the Gemara that if the wife dies, you're allowed to marry the Yevama? And we even paskin like Rav. We also hold, Dinesuin mia doichin biyavama dechia gemura. We also paskin that if you were to do nesuin to the sister, it would push off the yavama completely. Vehilkach im avar venasas ishtai. Therefore, if you went ahead and you married your wife, niftura yavama vahalcha, the yavama's pater, and she went and she could marry Lashuk. V'imkein heich efsher, how is it possible? Shal achar shetamas ishtai, tachzer ha-yevama esloi shekvar niftara. How could it be that the Yevama, who was pater, in other words, the Rajva seems to be saying, you see, in our Mishnah, the Mishnah says that the brother only did kiddushin to the sister. But the halacha would be if the brother did nesuin to the sister. If there was only one Yevama here, the Yevama would be Muteres Lashuk. So how could it be? Right, you hear the Raja's adding one detail here. The Raja's adding, if he would have done Nesuin, she could have gone Lashuk because there's no Zika whatsoever. So if that's the case, Heich Efsher Shala'achar Shetamos Ishtai. How's it possible after your wife dies, Tachzer HaYevama Etzla Shekvar Niftara. The Yevama comes back to you. So it says the Raja, well, we only said she's mutter to you if you did kedushin to the sister, not if you did nesuin. Vim taimar deloy amru ela b'makadesh esachoisa shalai niftar adayin lagamri. We only said it if you did kedushin where she wasn't completely pater. In other words, if you did nesuin einachanami, that busts the zika you have to the Yevama and you can't take her back. But here you only did kedushin. Lohi, dehala rav, ein hefrish be nesuin la'erasin kida amron. In Rav, there's no difference whether you did Kedushin or Nisuin. The Raj was assuming if you would have done Nisuin, you could take her back if your wife dies. It's only rabbinic that you need chalitza in a case where you did nisuin. Now, the Rashba did not yet say the nekuda of why you shouldn't be able to take her back. Once midaraisa, the woman is pater from Yibam, how could she revert and the Zika be asur to him? This was the first sugya in Yevamos, our first Ian Shir and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, where there's a concept that once a woman is asur, she can't become mutter again. It's not darche noyam to say that a woman was free and now she's tied down again. So the Rosh was asking, it's not right that this woman, at the time that you did Kedushin to her sister, she was not Zakuk to you. Certainly if you did Nisuin, it seems like she's married. She could marry Lashuk. The Rosh says, any requirement of Chalitza that perhaps we hold is required is only Midrabanan. And he feels this is not Darche Noyam to say that after this woman was Usher to you, she becomes Mutter to you again. And therefore, the Rajba has a very long arichos. And let's cut to the chase. The Rajba says as follows. Therefore, I need to say, this does not mean that if your wife dies, the Yavama is zakuk to you. She's not zakuk to you. You don't have to do chalitza to her. You don't have to do yibam to her. Because after all, once upon a time, you were married to her sister. When we say that she's tachsar lehetera, rishon ela mutter bilvad kamar. It's mutter. If you want to marry her, she's not usher to you. She's not usher to you. There's no mitzvah of yibam. In other words, if you live with her, there's no mitzvah of yibam. I don't know, but perhaps you would not yarshin the yavam's estate, the mess's estate. All it means is you're allowed to marry her after your wife dies. So you say, where do we ever see such a thing that eishes ach, either eishes ach is a kares or is a chiyuv? But where do we ever have this middle ground that it just means that you're not mechuyev to marry her, but you're allowed to. Says the Rashba, the time of the milsa, mishum de kivan de b'shas nefila hutralai, since at the time of nefila she's mutter to him. How could that be, but she was your brother's wife? That means that the eish esach was removed. E efshar li aser ba, mishum eish esach, it is impossible to aser her, because of eish esach, ukedekaimelon, as we paskin, whether he, ubein achim, ein chayavin, you're not chayiv, loy al chalutza kares, not on the chalutza kares, v'loy al tzara kares. Now the Raj is bringing a raya. We paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan on Yoram and Beis, that if you do give chalitza to your yavama, and then you live with her, you're not chayiv for living with her akares, and you're not chayiv for living with the tzara akares. But why not? She's eishes ach, and you're not doing ibum. So why are you not chayiv kares? The answer is, says the Rashba, once there's a heter on an eishes ach, the eishes ach is gone. So even if you're living with her in a non-yibum context, because let's say chalitza was done, so you're not doing ibum anymore, there's no zika, once eishes ach is removed, it's gone. Can come back. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says in the first parak. That's the logic of Rabbi Yochanan, that once you give chalitza, the kares is removed. Here also, it's impossible to nail her for eishasach. But because you did kedushin to the sister who did niftar alach, your pater, you're potter to the Yibam. Vehilka kosha ishtay kayamas. Therefore, so long as your wife's alive, koyala di Yivama, then your relationship with the Yivama is nailed with Be'isar Achos Isha. Vahashta de Mesa ishtay chazra Yivimta la terarishain. So the Rajva says the only thing, the only obstacle here was Achos Ishtay. There was no obstacle of Eishas Ach. The Eishas Ach was removed. The only obstacle is Achos Ishtay. Vim Toimer, and if you're going to say, Mikomakom Koyala B'la Yivne. So why don't you say, just like if you do chalitza to a woman, you can't marry her because there's a iser asay of lo yivne, so to speak. So why don't you say the same thing when it comes to this scenario where you didn't do yibam initially and then she became achos ishtoi. So to marry her, you have lo yivne. Lohi, dolai amrinun hachi, elikishanasa va'isa bayis maisa. We only have a lav of lo yivne if you do an act where you push her off with chalitza, so then you can't take her back because you get la'yivna. Or, sorry, it's cloudy here. If you do yibam to one woman, the tsara gets la'yivna. Ha, kishe nidchis yivama memela. But when the yivama gets pushed off, memela b'kedushe achoisa, by marrying the sister loy. Ela sheniftara mimenu. In this case, she was exempt from you, and she became aser from you because of a superimposed external iser of achas isha. When the goyrim is removed, batel iser, the iser is gone. So basically, the Rajba is saying that we've now, after learning 41 blot of Yivamas, encountered a new concept in Yibam. Until now, we thought, when your brother's wife comes to you, she is a chayiv kares, except in the specific scenario of Yibam, where he died without children, and then you're mechuyiv to marry her. And now the Rajba is saying there is a middle ground, there is something where this woman to you, you're not mechuyiv to marry her, you don't even have to do chalitza to her, and yet you're allowed to marry her. What's the case? Where when she fell to you, she was mutter to you. That removed the eshesach. In the interim, you couldn't live with her because she was achos ishtay. Then your wife dies. Now, you're allowed to live with her. Now, you don't have to give her chalitza. If you don't want to live with her, you don't have to give chalitza. So it sounds like she could marry Lashuk. How? It's unbelievable. You could have a woman, she could marry Lashuk. She was married to your brother, and you could marry her. I mean, that's wild. And the Rajva brings a proof from Rabbi Yochanan's Shita on Yud Amud Beis that Rabbi Yochanan holds if you give chalitza to a woman and then you want to marry her, you're allowed. There's no iser karis miika midi de meikari by haichalitz by haichalitz and v'hashta koy ala bekaris. That's the Shita Sarajva. As you could well imagine, there's a lot written in the Rosh Yeshivas to try to explain the Rajva. But just to hear the geder of the Rajba is a major accomplishment in Yivamas. I mean, it's not something you would uncover by learning Gemara Rashi, but it's really sort of the next level, this new geder of Yibam, where the Eishas Ach is removed, it never comes back, and there could be something that can interfere with the ability to capitalize on the Yibam, and when that's removed, there's a heter to live with her, and you're not mechuyev to, there's no zika. And it's sort of an in-between gather. The Ritva has a different mahalach over here. The Ritva, on the Gemara, Yiboylehu Mesa Ishtar Ma'u Bivimtoi, Perosh Areshakai, it's going on the first part of the Mishnah, Diktani Mesa Yivimtoi Mutter V'Ishtoi, it says if your Yivama dies, you're allowed to marry the wife. Dahashta askinan. Now we're talking about shemesa ishtay bechayei achiv, that the wife died in the lifetime of the brother. D'loyed chaya yivama mehay besa. The yivama was not pushed off from this house. D'loy niftar alashuk and was not exempt to the marketplace. Okay, so it's talking about your wife died while your brother was alive. In other words, the Ritva says, what's the case where your wife died? It's talking about your wife died while your brother was still alive. You hear this? The Ritva is saying in Akimta. According to the Rashba, what's the case? Your brother, the case was one brother died. And Reuven died. And Shimon married the Yavama's sister. And then what happened? Umes, what's the case of the Mishnah? The first case of the Mishnah was that you did chalitza to the Yavama. One brother did chalitza to the Yavama. Let's say Reuven died. Shimon does chalitza to the Yavama. And then the brother married the sister. And then the brother died. So it's chalitzas v'lay misyabemes. So in this case, what would the halacha be if mesa ishtai? So the Ritva learns, perish areshakai. It says, mesa yivimtai. If the Yavama dies, mutter be'ishtai. Oh, this is going on the, when he says Reisha, it's going on the Reisha of the Seifa. In other words, let's say the Yavama dies. So the halacha is you can marry your wife. So it's talking about Mesa ishtai b'chaye achiv d'lo yedchaya yavama mehai besav lo yniftar l'shuk. Here's the case. You have two brothers. One of them dies. She falls to Yibum to... Let's say you have three brothers. One of them dies. She falls to Yibum to these two brothers. One of them marries the sister. Meanwhile, the one that married the sister died. Now the shaila is, can he take back achos ishtai? Says the Ritva, you know what the case is? It's talking about even when you married the sister, there was another brother who she could have done yibam to. So she was never outcast from this bias. Meaning the Ritva seems to be addressing, it's not darchi noyam to say that she wasn't Zakuk and now she's Zakuk again. The answer is she was Zakuk the whole time. Not to you, but at least to somebody. She was never exempted to market. In the Seifa where it says, if the Yavam died, you divorce your wife with the get. So in the Sefer it says, if the Yavam died, right, and in that case, the Yavam died and you're married to your wife, that case, Leka Lamema, we would not say, Shemesa Ishta Ye Moter Beyavimtai. Why? Because since there was no other Yavam, the Hashta Leka Yamachini Elohu, he's the only Yavam, Kinafla Kame Lechud, when she fell before him, when the brother died, she was pushed off from him to aser her on him for because of achzisha. The hakedusha ishta dairaisenenu, v'kiven shenesol ba'isasha nesor ilav ilamis. Basically, the Ritva says that the whole shaila of the Gemara of Hutra of Nesu, Chazav Hutra, is only if in the interim there was another brother, so she's still stuck to the house. So it's not like we're saying, no Zika, yes Zika, there was Zika the whole time, but if there was no other brother, then there's no way around. In other words, the Ritva doesn't subscribe to the Rajba's Lamdus, right? The Rajba's Lamdus is, look, the Eshesach was removed originally. The only problem was there's a Maniyah of Achas Isha, so when the Maniyah is gone, you could marry her. Not that she's Zakuk, it's just she's Mutter. The Ritva doesn't subscribe to that. The Ritva says it's only permitted if there was another brother who she was able to go to in the interim. And I want to show you the Keren Ora. This may address some of the questions we had in the Mishnah. By the way, if you look back in the Mishnah said that Chalatz loy achiv oy kansa yichnois es ishtai. Meis yavam yoitzias ishtai v'ger v'ishas achiv b'chalitza. First of all, why do you have to divorce your wife? I thought you married her, and doesn't that cause that the sister is achos ishtoi? I mean, achos ishtoi is not zakuk to you. Why are you now to consummate the marriage with the sister? And why do you have to give... No, what's the halacha? If your wife, if the yavam dies, you have to divorce your wife. Why do you have to divorce your wife? You're married to her. The fact you're married to her should push off the eishes achiv, and you should be allowed to stay with your wife, and you shouldn't have to give chalitza to the eishes achiv. So it was brought up that maybe you have to give her chalitza midrabanan. So look in the Keren Ora. V'nei haraj beherich ka mishmai demetachlas arichas. The Raj is very long over here, and the executive summary is in Menat Torah. There's no difference between Kedushin, Tenesuin, and in both cases, the Yavama is Pater. Except by Kedushin, Midrabana, we say, wait until you do anything if you hold Yesh Zika. Why do you have to divorce your wife? It's only Midrabanan, and that's only by Kedushin. If you would have done Nesuin, the Yavama is Pater Lagamri, and you don't even need Chalitza. And the Rashba asked, according to the Manda Amar, Mesa Ishtai Mutter B'Yavimtai, it's not Darche Noyam, because the Yavama is Mutter L'Shuk. So how could she be Zokok after she's Mutter L'Shuk? In other words, the Keren Ora learns that the Rashba's Kasha is, how could she be Zokok after she was Mutter L'Shuk? That's only the case if you did Nesuin to the sister. If you did Kedushin to the sister, then we never said she's Muteras Lashuk. And the din that a Meis Hayavam Yoitzi Ishtai Beget is only by Kidesh. But that's the Rajva's Kasha, it's not Darche Noyam. And the Rajva answers, the Tirits, when we say Mutter B'Yavimtai, you're not Zakuk, you're just Mutter, since at the time of Nefilah she was Muteras Lai. So it's only a Mania, the Isra Eshesach is gone. And the Rajba compares it to Daf Yud Amud Beis, that if you do Chalitza, you're not Chayiv Karis if you live with that woman. Right? That's the Rajba in a nutshell. The Rajba says this is analogous to the case of Rabbi Yochanan, that if you give Chalitza to Yavama, you're not Chayiv Karis for living with her. So the Keren Ora has the following bamba. But Reish Lakish holds you are Chayiv Karis. Yeah, do you remember that? Reish Lakish on Daf Yud Amud Beis. Reish Lakish says, you're not chayev on the chalutza kares, because for you there's an asay, but the achin are chayev on the chalutza kares, and everyone's chayev for the tzara kares. That's a shita of Reish Lakish. V'imkein l'Reish Lakish, d'amar, the chayev ala tzara kares, hachanami asur b'yavimtai. According to Reish Lakish, that the Eish Asach doesn't just get removed, you would be usher in the Yavama. Kivin the Einkan mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. Then there's a kares. So then how could the Shas say Shmuel holds like Rabbi Lezer? What is the Shas saying that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Lezer? Even according to the Rabbanon, Shmuel could hold, right? Shmuel holds usher b'yavimtai. So why can't Shmuel hold like the Rabbanon? And Shmuel holds, like Reish Lakish, that you're chayv on the tzara kares. That even though in the beginning you're mutter, but since there's no mitzvah, the Eish Asach was never removed. In other words, why does the Gemara want to lock in Shmuel according to Rabbi Lezer? Shmuel could hold even like the Rabbanon. And Shmuel is going, according to his reasoning, who holds like Reish Lakish, that you're chayiv on the tzara kares, that even though in the beginning you're mutter, nevertheless, the kares kicks in later. V'achanami hacha the chayv mishum eishasach kiva intkam mitzvah. V'lamalei lashas lemeimar aval hacha the itzer afilu rabbanan moida. Why does the Gemara have to come up with some svara? Why the rabbanan would aser over here? Why can't they just say the rabbanan would aser over here because it's shaloi b'makam mitzvah and you get an eishasach? You have to say that Shmuel holds. The Shmuel sphere alay, the chal alay Yisrael Shasach. If you make kara, Shmuel has to hold the Yisrael Shasach is chal even from the beginning. The loy chayil, because if it's not chal, then afilu b'shosh and nesrom yishum achos isha, even at the time that there's an Yisrael achos isha, ein alay Yisrael Shasach. Mishum demi, kamidi make kara shari alay. There's no Shasach. So then after she becomes mutter, why is there an Yisrael Shasach? Meaning in the world of Shmuel, it's an Eishasach in the end. Why is there an Eishasach in the end? If there was no Eishasach in the beginning, there must have been an Eishasach in the beginning. El al karchach gishenes mishmach zisha chale gamkin is Eishasach. So even when the Achosisha becomes mutter, the Eishasach should be here. So why didn't the Gemara say that Shmuel could even go like the Rabbanon? So let's see the Karen Oro's Mahalach here. Balkein Nira, therefore would seem as follows, K'moshe Kasav Dila El, B'par Ketzad. De Chazra Le'ter Rishon Le'gamri, when the Gemara says that if your wife dies, she's Tachsa Le'ter Rishon, that means she reverts back to the original Heter, and there's a mitzvah to do Yibam. There's a mitzvah to do Yibam. Aye, but the Rashba said, but if you did Nisuin to her, to the sister, she could have gone and married Lashuk, and if she married Lashuk, how could a woman be Mutaras Lashuk and then come back and be Chayv and Yibam? V'imishum de'in zadarche noyam? No, kfar kosavti la'el, dehad de'niftara ha'yavama, oiloi, whether Yavama is pot or not, plukta achwiti. It's a completely different machlokes. Uvida'iraisa pligi, they argue on Dai Rice, Rav Yudah ben Asera Sfirlei, Deloi Niftar Yavama Vasurin Asir Lashuk. Rav Yudah ben Asera holds that Yavama is not Pater, and she's also to marry Lashuk. V'gam hu mechuyiv l'garish, and he's also obligated to divorce, Ulohaitzi Asishta Beged, and to divorce his wife with a get, Kedei l'kaye mitzvah Yivam, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah Yivam. Uvachol gavna, and in all circumstances, bein b'kidesh, bein b'nisa, l'Rav Yudah ben Asera, tzarech l'hoitzi ishta beged, v'eshas achav b'chalitza min ha-toyra. The Karen Oira seems to say that whether the Yavama is Pater when you do Kedushin or not, it's Machloikis between Rabbi Huda ben Masera says the Yavama is not Pater and she can't go Lashuk. In other words, it's not so certain like the Rashba says that if you do Nisuin to the sister that the Zika is off to the Yavama and that the Yavama can marry Lashuk. And it could be your mechuyev to divorce and to moitz your wife with a get, to mekayim in the midst of yibum. And in all circumstances, whether you do kedushin or whether you do nesuin according to Yudah Masera, you have to divorce your wife, and you have to divorce your brother's wife. You have to get rid of your brother with chalitza minat Torah. In other words, that which the Rashba says, that if you do nisuin to the sister of a Yavama, the Yavama is mutaras linase lashuk, that is not pater, that is not pashut. Rabbi Huda ben Masera is of the opinion that she is not mutaras linase lashuk, and your wife you really needed to divorce. Ayin b'toy sefta d'isa hasam shemeras yom shikidash achaz achoysa oy shekid shehi atzma v'vidim v'seir oymer oymerim layahamtin ad sheyasa. That a woman waiting for to do yibam, that the brother married the sister, or she married herself, Rabbi Huda says, we tell her, wait. Mashma du adin de pligi b'neskatsha la'achar. That sounds like they argue if she would have married someone else. That according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, if let's say you marry the sister, and then the Yavama marries someone else, could be she can't stay with him. So what's the upshot over here? Basically, we have the Rajah. The Rajah is of the opinion that when we say muteres linase, when Rav says mesa ishtai muter biyavimtai, it's only muter biyavimtai. However, there is no zika. The zika is off. Why is the zika off? Because it's not possible to have a scenario where you were zakuk, where you're muteres l'shuk, and then you should be zakuk again. And therefore the Rajah holds that you're mutter to this woman, but there's no din of yibum to the woman. Where do we ever see such a thing? The Rajah proves it from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you give chalitza to a woman, then to the tzara or the brothers to that woman, there's no chiyuv kares. How could that be? She's an eishes ach, and there's no heter yibum. The answer is once eishes ach goes away, even without a kiyum of yibum, it stays away.
I mean, it fits better to the lashon of
the why muteres?
Because it says muter biyavimtai. If there was still a kiyum of yibum, then it should have said a mitzvah liyavim.
Right, okay. The question, though, would be, and many Achroinim asked this question, if the Rajba's understanding is only in the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, in other words, what do we see from Rabbi Yochanan? It's not the mitzvah of Yibum that pushes off Eishes Ach, it's the scenario of Yibum that pushes off the Eishes Ach. You don't have to actually do Yibum. The Harayo, even when Chalitza is done, the Eishes Ach is removed, so if the brothers live with the woman, there's no chiyuv kares, Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, we glean from Rabbi Yochanan, if the scenario of Yibum pushes off the Eishes Ach, in our situation also, since once upon a time there was a scenario of Yibum, even though that woman later became usher to you, she does not revert back to being an Eishes Ach. The question on the Rajba, and this is a question that the Karen Oira asks, is, wait a second, what would Reish Lakish hold? Why does Reish Lakish hold that when you do Chalitza, there's still an Eishes Ach there? There's no mitzvah of Yibum to push off the Eishes Ach. So apparently Reish Lakish disagrees with this whole premise of the Rajba. In other words, the Rajba is saying it's not the mitzvah that pushes off the Eishes Ach, it's the scenario. So what does Reish Lakish say to that? So the Keren Oira and others, the Beis Meir says this, the Berach HaShmuel says this, Achiezer says this, that the Rajba holds that this is only true in Rabbi Yochanan, according to Reish Lakish, Ein Echanami, the Heter Eishes Ach, is not the scenario of Yibum, it's Dechuya. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan holds Hutra, it's the scenario of Yibum matters, and Reish Lakish holds Dechuya, but only when you're doing the Yibum. That means Reish Lakish has to hold like Shmuel, that Mesa Ishtai Asura Biyavimtai. Rabbi Chanan has a mahalach to explain that that Reish Lakish agrees that it's the scenario of Yibum that matters the Eishes Ach. Even Reish Lakish agrees to the side of the Rajba that after Hutra, it's Hutra. So what does Reish Lakish hold? That once somebody did the Chalitza, then Lemafreya, we say she was only zakuk to that one, and she was not zakuk to the other brothers. So the scenario of Yibum did not present itself regarding the other brothers. So regarding them, the Eishes Ach Lemafreya always remained. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So this is the famous sugya of the Rajba, and Let's see if I could give you a maramakon for Rebbe Chanan, because I did not see it inside. And here, it's in the Karvet Ha'arei, Siman Tes Oy Zayin. I'll say it very quickly, and I'll let you go. He says, "Muchach midibay Rashi, Gabi Yivam and Shochim and Nezva Chazahotchu, Kamashkosav El Besimin Daroi." So Daita, that feel tis Batel Hazika Acher Shochu Rasha Achas Loi Tachser LeIsura VeIlo BeKlayim BeTzitzis and tis Batel Mitzotzitzis MeYabeged Vada Yachser Iser Klayim LeMakoymoi. Okay, so I'm not sure how that is saying that. Lemafreya, the Zika was only to that particular brother, but the Pashup Shad in the Rajva is that this only works out in the Lumdus of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Rabbi, have a wonderful day. Be Matzliach. And tomorrow night, Bezus Hashem, Daf Membeis. Okay, Kultov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.